I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Nick Steffi, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, for a chamber update. Here's more about what's happening at the Marquette Chamber with Nick Steffi.
We finished up our next If I Only Knew end of last month, and so we are ramping up for our new one.
What's it going to be?
We've got it every last Tuesday of the month over at Ampersand. This one is themed all around creating a positive work culture. So kind of how to get your employees engaged, how to get people, create just a community within your place of employment. And so this one here, we're having some owners, some managers, some employees, all sorts of different things. We don't have the names quite lined up yet, but it will be a nice wide gambit that you can come out and, maybe get some ideas. Or just kind of hear about some cool things that are going on.
I find that interesting because right now we've seen major shifts in attitudes about things like corporate cultures and inter-office actions and things like that. So this is very timely that this would be talked about.
Right. And so that's something, we've seen a lot in Marquette as well, is because we don't have kind of that corporate identity, we lose some of that corporate culture and things become a lot more flat, if you will. You don't have that hierarchy to where it's kind of that idea where anyone can speak up. Anyone's idea is worth listening to. And so by preserving that, it gives everyone that intrinsic value to that position. So that communication, that just open dialogue will be something that will be, pulled out here, I'm sure.
One of the things I know also that in particular with the chamber, you've been working with smaller businesses or businesses that maybe aren't typical, sort of the usual multi-employee corporate kind of business. That is a different culture in and of itself.
Absolutely. Well, and even I would say that a lot of our businesses are sole proprietors.
Yeah.
Well, you still need a work culture. Mm-hmm. You still need to set that work schedule for yourself. You need to not let work bleed into your daily life. You need to hold yourself accountable, but at the same time, don't beat yourself down. So even down to just a person doing a business by themselves, this is still relevant to them.
And these sessions are when and where?
They are the last Tuesday of every month. So this one off the top of my head is the 28th. Mm-hmm. Doors open at 5:30. We start with the, it's an open panel discussion. Started around 5:45 and we're done right at 7.
And this is at Ampersand, which the address is what?
The address is 132 West Washington. Feel free, give us a call as well over at the chamber with 906-225-1693. That chamber office is located in Ampersand as well, so stop them by. It's kind of dual purpose.
And that's also kind of a nice segue here into maybe getting a space or stopping in to seeing Ampersand. What's the latest with getting some clients in there?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're running out of space is kind of the moral of the story. We've still got a couple of desks available. I think we've got two or three open right now. And then a larger space. So anyone looking for about 200 square feet of kind of an office space, it's all lockable, it's all enclosed, nice and private, comes with sit stand, motorized desks, all that kind of fancy stuff. As well as all of the coffee and LaCroix that you can drink. that's available over at Ampersand. But for anyone that would like to check it out, just come and visit. We've got day passes and all that available for the front space. And there's plenty of space there.
That's the comments of Nick Steffi, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.